This is Culture Shock 1913, the podcast series. I'm Sarah Fischko. The podcasts are produced by Laura Mayer. Culture Shock 1913, the hour-long radio special, premieres on December 6th, with more airings to follow. Until then, some 1913 tidbits. In this 1963 radio interview, art historian and armory show expert Milton Brown tells us how and why one art exhibition, conceived and executed by a rogue band of anti-academy artists, could revolutionize American art and culture forever.
Dr. Brown, the armory at Lexington and 25th Street is a pretty lively place these days, and I'm sure that when people go by and see that big banner, 50th Anniversary Exhibition, the Armory Show of 1913, they must wonder, why all this fuss? So tell us, why all this fuss?
Well, 50 years ago, this was a very important and, for the American public, the American art public, a shocking event. It was probably the most important exhibition that was ever held in this country, and as an art exhibition, probably had the greatest effect that any ever had.
When you say it was the most important, do you mean up to that time or then and since?
Well, I think even since, no show has had the attraction for the public and has had such an impact. But the Armory Show was actually a break in the development of American art. We can't blame everything on the Armory Show, but it is the key event around which all other events clustered. It was the introduction of modern art to America.
The shock of the Armory Show was brought about by the Cubist works from Europe, Duchamp's nude Descending a Staircase, and drawings and paintings by Picasso, Braque, and others, work that the American art public had never seen before the Armory Show.
What was happening in our art world in 1913? I mean, what was happening? Were we completely conservative or orthodox in our tastes in art?
I think that was the trouble. Nothing was happening. American art was dominated by academic standards and what was called the academy. They tended to dominate aesthetic standards as well as exhibition facilities, and there was very little opportunity for young, unknown, or progressive artists who were not academic to show.
So, in addition to everything else, this was a way for these artists to exhibit their work on a grand scale. When this interview was taped, a 50th anniversary exhibition of the Armory Show was up at the Lexington Avenue Armory, and there were skeptics even then. 50 years later.
And what prompted the idea? I mean, aside from just the fact that an anniversary was coming up, that doesn't quite seem enough reason.
For the people who are interested in American art, it is enough reason. 50th anniversary of, you might say, one of the major events in art history in America.
Well, that's true, yes.
I mean, we celebrate 50th anniversary of the American Revolution or the Civil War or...
Have celebration for things of less merit than a great event in the art world. Not that the war wasn't.
I think there are probably some people who feel that we're overdoing it, that there's too much noise about the Armory Show. But it's people who have been, I think, who have been brought up in the completely within the latter part of the first half of the 20th century who... really don't understand what things were like then, what a shock this was.
Yeah.
The initial shock of the Armory Show certainly rattled the American art public, but the art viewers and the art collectors saw and purchased these new shocking works, incorporating them into American art and welcoming modernism into the visual landscape in the year 1913. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.